Listen to what the Bible says in the 26th chapter of Proverbs, verse 12. Do you see a man wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him. As you read through the book of Proverbs, this is one of the more frightening passages you'll come across, because it points out one of those paradoxes that could leave you wondering the rest of your life whether or not in God's eyes you rank above or below a fool. On the one hand, the opening chapters of Proverbs practically beg us to obtain wisdom. But at the same time, after many years, we can fall into the trap of believing ourselves to be much wiser than we really are. I met a young man some years ago who just couldn't seem to find enough proof in either the words of the Bible or in the world around him to convince him to become a follower of God. Now, it wasn't that he didn't have any evidence to go on. There was lots. And to substantiate his claim, he continually quoted the works of great philosophers, assuming for some reason that I wouldn't be familiar with those philosophers. And the more I listened to this young guy, the more it became obvious that he wasn't really interested in pursuing God. His God was his mind. He loved to fill it with facts that would make him look smart, and he loved to fill his mental arsenal to prepare for a good argument with just about anybody. And of course, if you took him up on the offer to debate a subject, you couldn't get a word in edgewise because he didn't really want the dialogue. What he wanted was to put his so-called finely polished cerebral marble on display for everybody to ooh and awe and tell him how wonderful he was. Everybody's met somebody like that, haven't they? That woman who loves to pontificate for hours in a church board meeting on the same subject month after month and year after year. The minister whose primary motivation in the pulpit is to demonstrate to the congregation how smart he is instead of actually preaching the simple word of God. That member of the family who's always meddling in your business with unwanted advice that doesn't hold water because they've never actually done any of these things themselves. That member of your family who's always meddling in your business with unwanted advice, advice that doesn't even hold water because they've never done any of these things themselves. But you know, none of that is real wisdom. It might be smarts. It might make you look good in a game of Trivial Pursuit. It might even fool people into coming to you for advice from time to time. But it's not wisdom. Wisdom starts when you apply the knowledge you have to your life in a humble and godly way. Wisdom begins when you allow the school of hard knocks to teach you some lessons, when you take risks, dust yourself off, and try again. And most of all, wisdom comes from walking humbly with your God, who's the source of all real wisdom that's found in this world. All that other stuff, all the other smarts and trivia, the Bible calls it being wise in your own eyes. And it says there's less hope for that kind of sheer arrogance than there is for a simple fool who mocks things he doesn't understand. If your so-called wisdom comes from the wrong places, it's quite possible that for all your self-assurance, you could actually rank lower than the people you despise as fools, or as far as God's concerned. Of course, wisdom, real wisdom, is something you should want, and the Bible offers it. But the invitation offered is to become wise in God's eyes instead of your own. And with the Creator Himself, the infinite mind, the source of all that's good and wise backing your growing talent for wisdom, you've just got to know a godly life is a better way to live.